At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. It's coming down to the wire in the contentious race for Pennsylvania's 3rd Congressional District. A lack of public polling means election observers can't confidently say who's the frontrunner. Political consultant Mustafa Rashid, also a resident of the district, says the lack of polling likely reflects low national interest in a seat that is guaranteed to remain in Democratic hands.
Polls are expensive and they're hard to get people on their cell phones. It's hard to get them to answer questions. And so we don't know where it was. And so people just sort of assume that these were the front runners just based on a media narrative, fundraising, and endorsements, and nothing objective.
So Rashid says he'll be waiting for the results next Tuesday with the rest of us. A Pennsylvania woman is facing charges of animal abuse after nearly four dozen dogs were rescued at a home in Broomall. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
A police officer saw the dogs and a search warrant was obtained to rescue the dogs from squalor. Sarah Smith of the SPCA told our news partner 6ABC the air quality in the home was poor, along with the living conditions for the animals.
We have a mom who was nursing, you know, just days old puppies. They were in the filth. And we have other puppies that were probably about 4 weeks old.
Josh McCracken said the situation had been brewing for some time.
We've heard the dogs barking and stuff before and never seen them outside.
67-year-old Mary Lacey is facing multiple charges of animal abuse in the case. The SPCA is seeking donations to spay and neuter the dogs and potential foster and adoptive families to take them in. The Brandywine Valley SPCA is preparing the dogs for adoption. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A mix of clouds and sun over Philadelphia on this Thursday afternoon. Right now, 64 degrees in the heart of the city. We're expecting those clouds to stick around for the rest of the day. Overnight, temperatures going to be getting down to around 50 degrees or so. Looking ahead to Friday as we close out the work week, patchy sunshine again, but warmer with highs right around 70.